So our second reading, this Christ the King Sunday, is from Ephesians, a letter written by St. Paul to a little church in which St. Paul starts by praying for them, for God's people, and I imagine that as a prayer for you and for me. Judy just read it for us a few minutes ago. I pray that the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know the hope to which he has called you, and what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for those who believe, according to the riches of his great power. It's really hard here to miss the images of abundance. I mean, Paul keeps repeating it over and over and over again in this prayer. Riches, inheritance, power, 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 greatness without measure. Because of God's love for us and because of God's work for us in Jesus, Paul is saying and praying, we have every reason to be confident and hopeful and visionary. St. Paul's hope is that we will know this wisdom, this richness, this abundance in the present moment, living with deep confidence in our inner being, being able to see our way through life with the eyes of our heart enlightened by God's gloriousness. This week, as I studied this passage in preparation for this day, my thought was, all right, St. Paul, keep on praying. Because I don't know about you, but when I look inside my own inner being these days, I'm not discovering a whole lot of abundance of anything, really. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of the constant unwelcome change and disorder. I am not liking this. I am low on patience with the 5 complicated emails our school system sends every single day to update parents on the pandemic plans. I am fatigued by trying to read the tea leaves and the numbers of positive cases and hospitalizations. I am aware that so many of us have so much more in life that we are dealing with beyond this pandemic. Diagnoses outside of this and stress and grief. And above all, and in addition to all of that, I find myself irritated that the sun sets earlier and earlier. And I know that that is just a function of the Earth's movement and the tilt of its axis and the time of the year, but the increased darkness is even more annoying than it ever has been before. The holiday period is already an emotional time, bringing its own unique blend of hopes and disappointments under normal circumstances. And the urging of public health officials to cancel or shift plans to celebrate the day only with the people in our immediate household, the same people with whom we've already stayed at home for months, is not welcome. It would be nice if we could taste some of God's abundance in the abundance of something more normal, in the abundance of relationships with friends and family, and in-person relationships at church. But reality has brought us to a different place. And of course, and I don't know how it's going for you, but that part of that reality for me is that the list of people that I know who have COVID, who've been hospitalized, who've had loved ones who have died is growing. And the numbers don't lie. The surge is here, and that's why we are relating today via the interwebs. So I need St. Paul's prayer, I need words to remind me that the abundance that comes from God, the abundance that can be experienced in our hearts with their eyes enlightened, is not an abundance that we on our own strength can produce or possess. The abundance of hope and power that comes from Christ comes from beyond us. It comes from one who rules at God's right hand. The first step, it seems, in recovering a sense of abundance in our lives is to look beyond ourselves and look to the one who has been seated above every heavenly power and rule and authority and dominion, which is Scripture's way of saying that Christ now, raised by God the Father to God's right hand, Christ has more power than anything that would seek to diminish our experience of life, more power than death, more power than disappointment, more power than despair, more power than a virus to shape our habits and desires, more power, thanks be to God, than our nerves at the moment. Right now, if we do not look to Christ who is in that heavenly realm, if instead we only look to the world around us, if we only focus on what's going on right here, we will find all kinds of reasons to be dissatisfied and irritated, even with the sun. But this Sunday, Christ the King Sunday on the church year, proclaims to us that there is more than what is going on in our world right here. There is this realm called the Kingdom of Heaven, which we see and experience through a relationship with Jesus, and which we can also see and experience through our relationships with other believers, whom our passage in Ephesians calls the saints. We see and experience it in the face of one who comes to us hungry, thirsty, needing clothing, needing care. Christ the King pushes us to get outside ourselves, drives us outside our own emptiness and our barrenness, and instead simply invites us to contemplate what's going on with God. And what's going on with God? On God's right hand, Christ is ruling. The same Christ who promised that he would be found in the face of the hungry, the thirsty, the sick, the imprisoned, the stranger. The Christ who is so unafraid of human need that he told his disciples to look for him there. And that is good news for us. Because if Christ promises to show up in the face of someone who is hungry or thirsty or sick or in prison, if Christ welcomes strangers, if he seeks to feed and comfort them, then here's the thing. He will not be afraid of our need either. He will not be afraid of our weariness. He will not be afraid of our fatigue or our frustration. His rule from the heavenly realm is a rule for needy, exhausted, weary people. His rule doesn't crush, it comforts. His rule does not demand tribute, it satisfies needs. And that is the glorious richness of his inheritance among the saints. Gentleness and kindness. This is the working of his great power. To come to us in weakness, in our weakness and exhaustion, in our quarantine fatigue, and to call us, even when we are on our very last nerve, to call us as friends. This Sunday, this image of Christ the King as the gentle ruler, the one who lives on high and yet nevertheless is to be found among human needy people. This image of Christ the King gives us the grace of not being the center of our own universes. It's a paradox. We find comfort for our fears and irritations right at the moment when we confess that they do not rule the world and that Christ does instead. And when we press into that mystery, we find hope in the here and now. Not a comfortable hope that has all the answers, not a map or a plan, but a solid hope that in every moment, the risen and reigning Christ is breathing life into us. And so in these days, when we have no map and no plan, we are invited to pray along with St. Paul, to pray for illumination, to pray to be able to see with the eyes of our heart, filled with the light of Christ's glory, invited to pray for the patience and generosity that we can never muster on our own strength, but which Christ will give us in abundance because of his own being and power. Brothers and sisters on the other side of that camera and on the other end of your phones, this Thanksgiving week, strange as it's going to be, I pray that you'll know the riches of his abundance and that you will be able to return thanks, even in weariness and exhaustion and frustration and fatigue. For God holds you. Amen.